Ayo, Pak Ed Namar Dhamma. Pak Singswa.
What are eggs? I want to example that this is the, for example only. These eight are one, consciousness.
一, 四.
Two, pasa, contact.
二,
Three, virana, feeling.
三, so.
Four, sanya, perception.
四, 想.
Five, jirana, volition.
五, 写, 思.
Six, ekagata.
六, 心, 一, 静, 心.
One point in this. Seven, jivida, mental life faculty.
七, 命根.
Eight, manasikara, attention.
八, 坐意.
Now please listen. Please listen my song again. Can you discern these eight types of mental formation?
请你再次的听禅师的声音，你看到这八法吗？
Can you listen?
你观察到吗？
But concentrated mind can discern these numbers.
专注的心就看得到了。
So, before Vipassana, we study concentration practice.
所以在修毗婆舍那之前，我们修禅定。
Again, among noble eightfold path, there is also Samasamadhi.
在八正道中有正定。
Do you believe the Noble Eightfold Path leads to the Nirvana?
八正道能去向涅槃。
If you believe that Noble Eightfold Path leads to Nirvana, you should try the Noble Eightfold Path.
如果你相信八正道能够去向涅槃的话，请你尝试八正道。
Among these Noble Eightfold Path, one is Samasamadhi.
在八个正道之中，其中之一是正定。
What is Samasamadhi?
什么是正定呢？
In Mahasri Vyanasutta, Buddha explained Samasamadhi.
在
Pajjana, Samasamadhi is Pajjana, Sakinjana, Tajjana, Pujjana.
在大念处经中，佛陀解释正定就是初禅、第二禅、第三禅、第四禅。
So if you can accept Noble Eightfold Path is the only path leading to the Nirvana, then we must accept Samasamadhi also the path leading to the Nirvana.
如果你能够接受八正道是唯一能够去向涅槃的道路，那你也应该接受正定是作为其中的一部分。
Why?
为什么？
Vipassana is the only but leading to the Nirvana.
毗婆舍那是唯一能够去向涅槃的道路。
So the study of nature, dukkha, anatta, nature of this nama and this rupa, these causes, this is Vipassana.
学习名色及其因缘的无常苦无我，这是毗婆舍那。
Without knowing these nama and rupas, how we can study vipassana?
不知道名色，我们如何修毗婆舍那呢？
Again, we had been explained paticca-smubbada, dependent origination.
我们解释缘起。
This dependent origination is the causes of nama rupa.
这缘起便是名色的因缘。
In another word, we can say that this is cause and effect.
换句话说，这是因与果。
The causal relationship between cause and effect we must study.
这因果的关系，我们需要学习。
Especially here, previous five causes produce present effect. Present five effect.
尤其是过去的五因产生现在的五果。
Present five causes will produce future five effects.
现在的五因将产生未来的五果。
Without knowing this causal relationship between cause and effect, one cannot attain nirvana.
不了解这些因果的关系，我们无法证得涅槃。
There is no one who escapes from samsara even in a dream.
没有任何人，即使在梦中。
What are previous causes?
何谓过去的因？
为家、
福名、
Upadana Sankara Karma
无名爱取业行
Among these facts I want to explain Karma
Among
these facts I want to explain Karma
在这无法之中我将解释业
What is Karma?
何谓业
This Karma is had been done in previous life
这业是过去生所造的。
For each yogi, there is respective karma.
每一位修行者都各自有各自的业。
One yogi's karma and another yogi's karma is different.
某一位修行者跟另外一位修行者的业是不同的。
Why?
为什么?
Because they have different phases.
因为他们有不同的面貌。
Different mind
不同的心
different wisdom
不同的智慧
different concentration etc
不同的定力等等
so when we study Brijasamubada we must try to know this karma
当我们学习缘起的时候我们必须知道这些业
for one person dana kusala karma may produceIt is result.
对某一个人，善的业将产生善的果。
For one person's karma may be sila.
某一个人他的业可能是戒。
For one person's karma may be samadhi.
另外一个人的业可能是定。
For one person's karma may be panya.
另一个人他的也可能是会
For example Our Buddha's karma is In previous life he had been studying Metta Bhavana
例如我们佛陀他过去生的业是他曾经修习持观
He had been fulfilled Ten Paramis in previous life many times
他在过去多生中具足了十波罗蜜
Among these many kusalas, karmas, metta kusala karma produced it is present in this life.
在这么多种业之中，这个慈是产生他的业。
When he had been studying metta bhavana in previous life, he had been attained metta jhana many times.
当他过去生休息持业处的时候他曾经证得持禅那
But metta jhana cannot produce in this life precisely
但是持禅那不能产生今生的结生事
Before metta jhana he had been studying metta bhavana many times to reach metta jhana
在持禅那之前他很多次的修习持业处
So before jhana these metta bhavanas are called metta bubba bhaga patipada
Okay
Before jhana these metta bhavana practices are called metta bubba bhaga patipada
在持禅那之前的休息持观就叫做刚才凡师讲的
So before jhana there are metta bhavanas
所以在禅那之前也有持观
This metta bhavana kusala karma produce our bodhisattva's pratisandhi
这持观的善业产生菩萨的结生事
In the same way each yogi has their own respective karma
同样的每一位禅修者都各自有他的业
Which karma produce our bodhisattva?
哪一种业 产生我们的结生事呢？
We must try to know this problem.
我们要正确的知道这些。
Without concentration, please pay attention which karma produce mind, body, sandhi.
在没有定力之前，请你们尝试观察。
Do you know?
你们知道吗？
If you do not know, then you must try concentration practice.
如果不知道的话，请你们修禅定。
Why?
为什么？
Concentrated mind produce to know this cause and effect.
有定力的心会产生这些因果。
So before studying Vipassana, we usually teach Samatha meditation practice, but there are also many persons who can directly go to Vipassana.
所以在修毗婆舍那之前，通常我们教导什么他，不过也有一些禅修者，他可以直接修毗婆舍那。
If they want to go to directly Vipassana, then they must study four element Kamathana.
Again?
If they want to go to Vipassana directly, they must study first four element Kamathana.
如果他想直接修毗婆舍那，他应该修四界分别观。
If you can train four element Kamathana systematically, then you can see small body guys.
如果他有系统的修世界分别观，他能够看到色聚。
If you can see small body guys, and if you can analyze small body guys, you can know Pramatha, Rupa, real Rupas.
如果能看到色聚，能够分析色聚，就能看到真实法。
So, without studying four element Kamathana systematically, you cannot see small body guys.
没有系统的修世界分别观，就不能看到真实法。
But this four element Kamathana up to this stage, when you see small body guys, and if you can analyze small body guys, in each small body guy four elements,This concentration is also called Upachara Samadhi.
修世界分别观而到达能看到色聚，又能分析色聚中的世界，到这个阶段就到达进行定。
This type of concentration is necessary.
这个程度的定力是需要的。
This is lowest concentration.
这是最低的定力。
So, before Vipassana, we should try concentration practice.
所以在毗婆舍那之前，我们应该修定。
That concentration may be jhana concentration or upachara jhana concentration.
这定可以是禅那的定，或者是静行定。
Any question?
有任何问题吗？可以再说一遍吗？七日对立根的人，然后七日以五蕴来教导他们，如何啊？如何以五蕴来教导他们呢？For those who have sharp wisdom, how we teach them by the five aggregate method. For those who have sharp wisdom, how should we teach him to practice the five aggregate method?
Five aggregate is nama and rupa. Without discerning nama rupa, one cannot study five aggregate.
五蕴就是名色， 不晓得五蕴就无法学习，哎，不晓得名色就无法学习五蕴。
But usually we teach many different ways. Why? We cannot say which yogi is sharp wisdom, which yogi has sharp wisdom, which yogi has no sharp wisdom. We cannot distinguish sometimes.
通常我们以不同的方法来教导，我们无法决定哪位禅修者是例会的，哪一位修行者是不是例会的。
For example, suppose you may have heard Pipe Pencha Wagya Bhikkhus.
或许你曾经听过什么
What
Bhikkhu?
Pipe Pencha Wagya Bhikkhus.
五位比丘。
These Pipe Bhikkhus in another Lakana Sutta Buddha taught Pipe Khandamata.
在无我相经 Anattalakkhana Sutta 里面，佛陀教导五蕴法门。
But these bhikkhus, they can easily and at the time when they are listening Anattalakkhana Sutta, they had thoroughly know Four Noble Truths.
Before listening again,
when they are listening Anattalakkhana Sutta,They had thoroughly had been known Four Noble Truths.
当他们在听这无我相经的时候，他们就知道，已经知道四圣谛。
They had been studied Nama Gamatana, Rupa Gamatana thoroughly.
他们已经修了色法业处，名法业处。
They had been studied Patijasamubbada dividing origination.
他们也已经修了缘起。
Why?
为什么
？They had been thoroughly know by up to Sotapattimagga stage Four Noble Truths.
他们已经知道四圣谛，已经到出果的阶段。
So, among Four Noble Truths, there are two Sijjas, Dukkha Sijja, Samudaya Sijja.
四圣谛之中有两个圣谛，苦圣谛与集圣谛。
What is Dukkha Sijja?
什么？何谓苦圣谛？
In Dhammacakka Bodhana Sutta, Buddha taught Sankhitina Pinchupadana Khanda Dukkha.
在转法轮经中，佛陀如是教导。
In brief, five khandhas are dukkha.
简单的说，五蕴是苦。
In brief, five aggregates are dukkha. They had been studied these dukkha sijja dhammas thoroughly.
五蕴是苦，他们必须彻底学习这苦集地苦圣地。
Then what is Samudaya Sijja?
何谓集圣地？
Dividing origination is Samudaya Sijja.
缘起就是集圣地。
They had been studying dividing origination thoroughly.
他们已经学习过缘起，彻底的学习过。
So before listening the another Lakana Sutta.They had been thoroughly studied five khandhas.
所以在听无我相经之前，他们已经学习过五蕴。
They had been thoroughly studied dividing origination, Patijasamubbada.
已经学习过缘起。
They had been thoroughly studied these five khandhas in Patijasamubbada.Anicca, Dukkha, Anatta.
已经学习过五蕴缘起与无常苦无我。
So this is Vipassana.
这就是毗婆舍那。
There Vipassana produce up to Sotapatti Magga stage.
真正的毗婆舍那产生带来出果，他们的毗婆舍那产生出果。
But they had been attained up to Sotapatti Magga stage. They are also trying Vipassana again and again.
证得出果之后，他们还是一再的修习毗婆舍那。
So, before another Lakkhana Sutta, before listening another Lakkhana Sutta, they already had been studied Anicca Dukkha Anatta of five khandhas.
在听无我相经之前，他们已经学习过五蕴的无常、苦、无我。
They had been studied divine origination.Anicca, Dukkha, Anatta.
他们已经学习过缘起、无常、苦、无我。
Among five khandha, Rupa khandha is Rupa.
五蕴之中，色蕴是色法。
Vedana khandha, Sanya khandha, Sankhara khandha, Vijnana khandha is Nama.
色、受、想、行，受、想、行、识，是名法。
So.Nama Rupa and Paikanda is same.
所以名色与五蕴是相同的。
So these five bhikkhus, they had been studied thoroughly Paikanda, Anicca, Dukkha, Anatta.
这五位比丘已经彻底学习五蕴、无常、苦、无我。
When their Vipassana insight knowledge is mature to attain Arhatship,At that time, Buddha taught another Lakkhana Sutta.
当他们的智慧，他们已经成熟，佛陀教导另一部的无我相经。
In another Lakkhana Sutta, Buddha taught them Paikanda Metta to attain Arhatship.
在无我相经中，佛陀教导叫做什么？ Dot one.Buddha taught again.
In another Lakkhana Sutta, Buddha taught them Paikanda Metta to attain Arhatship.
在无我相经中，佛陀教导五蕴法门，以证得阿罗汉果。
So if someone thoroughly had been know Paikanda, if he think himself, I had sharp wisdom, and then he can study Paikanda Metta.
如果一个人彻底的学习了五蕴，他这么想，我有锐利的智慧，那时候他就可以修五蕴法门。
But before he studying Paikanda Metta, he must have been thoroughly discerned Nama, Rupa, and their causes.
在未学习五蕴之前，他应该彻底的观察名法、色法及其因缘。
Without knowing nama, rupa and their causes, one cannot study Paikanda Metta.
在未观察名法、色法及其因缘之前，我们不能学习。
To know Nama, Rupa and their causes, one should have enough concentration.
要知道名法、色法及其因缘，我们必须具有足够的定力。
Without concentration, one cannot directly know Nama, Rupa and their causes.
没有定力，我们无法彻底知道名色及其因缘。
Without knowing nama, rupa and their causes, one cannot study Paikanda Metta.
不知道名色及其因缘，我们无法学习五蕴法门。
Any question?
任何问题。Sir, he asks, someone say, five kanda is not the real suffering. The real suffering is the attachment. So can Sir answer in brief? Someone say, five kanda is not the real suffering. The real suffering, real suffering.The attachment to five kanda. Attachment. Five kanda is not the real suffering. The real suffering is the attachment to the five kanda. Can Sayado解释啊？简单解释啊？ Explain this briefly.
All are dukkha suttas.
所有都是苦圣地。
All are dukkha suttas. Dukkha suttas, samudaya suttas, nirodha suttas, magga suttas. What is dukkha suttas? In Dhamma Jagga Bodhana Buddha explains Sankhitina Pinchupadana Khanda Dukkha. In brief way, five khandas are dukkhas. So Buddha also taught five khandas as dukkha.
在转轮是转法轮经里面佛陀有教导到苦集灭道苦有很多种苦到最后就是五蕴之胜苦简单的说就是五蕴也是苦为什么
These five kandas are always oppressed by rising and falling
因为这五蕴一直都被生灭所逼迫
So if they are oppressed or tortured by rising and falling, can we say this is sukha?
如果他被生灭所逼迫，我们可以说是乐吗？
In the same way, attachment also always oppressed by rising and falling.
同样的，执着也是被生灭所逼迫。
So attachment also dukkha.
所以执着也是苦。
But the attachment is the main cause to produce dukkha.
但是执着是产生苦的主要原因。
But attachment alone cannot produce dukkha.
单单执着不会产生苦。
There are many concomitant mental formations.
还有很多的心所法。
For example, our bodhisattvas Metta Bhavana produce his Pratisandhi.
例如我们的菩萨他的慈心慈观产生结生事。
But this Metta Bhavana Kusala can produce Pratisandhi when attachment is supported.
这慈观的善业能够产生结生事是当这个执取来支持
What is attachment?
什么是执取
he had attachment to bodhisattva life
他执取于菩萨的生命
So he had attachment to bodhisattva, because of he had attachment to bodhisattva life, he tried metta bhavana.
由于执取菩萨的生命，他尝试持观。
That metta bhavana kusala gamma produce pratisandhi, paikanda.
那持观的善业产生结生事。
So in this case,Attachment alone cannot produce five kanda dukkha sijja.
单单执取不能带来
attachment.
集体
attachment is supporting cause for metta bhavana.
执着是持观的支持原因。